Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals, and any lovers out there. You have waltzed into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys, Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I am your host, Derek.
And I'm Craig.
Grab a chocolate off the pillow. Go ahead and stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and put on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. We will, however, be lighting a candle and setting some soft music to make your day even more romantic than what it already is. Right, guys?
Absolutely.
You had no preparation for this, thinking, I'll tune into the Grim Grinning Guys, but now, oh yes, you're set.
I plan on talking in this voice for the remainder
of
the episode.
This is what DVC Renters talk like all the time.
This is milestone episode 106. Well, okay. We're going to try to get this back on track. Hey, everybody. Happy Thursday here. You can probably tell by the episode title. Hopefully you did. Otherwise, you think we're just acting very weird. We're going to talk a little romance today as it relates to Walt Disney World, aren't we, guys?
Absolutely.
You may feel like you're in an elevator listening to this music, but...
Some of our listeners may listen to the Be Our Guest podcast. I do. Every year they kind of talk about, they ask the question, is this romantic? And they throw something out from Walt Disney World and debate whether or not it is. But today we're going to give you something definitive that is romantic because
that's all we do.
Derek, this is our area of expertise, is it not?
Sure. Sure it is. Much like background music.
Oh, yeah. Well, today we are going to try to, you know, Valentine's Day is next week. Did you know that, guys?
What? Hold on, I got to be back. I'll be right back.
Actually, is it a week from today?
1 week from today, indeed it is. And
we don't have a Thursday show next week, so.
This is our opportunity to give you some advice for Valentine's Day.
Plus, it gives you a week ahead of time to go ahead and do what we're going to say.
That's right, and make your preparations.
Yes. And I know our listeners were thinking, man, I wish Triple G would give us some help to plan the perfect Valentine's Day at Walt Disney World.
Listen, we'll go ahead and say, if you're waiting for us to give you advice for romantic, you're a sick person that you need lots of help.
Speak for yourself, Craig. Now, everybody listening, this is very important. All right. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to go through Walt Disney World. Maybe you're spending an anniversary there, which I've done before. I think you guys have done that before. Maybe you're spending a honeymoon. Some people Disney moon. There's some people who even get married there, which Craig and I will say we have performed several weddings. If you're interested in having a wedding performed by one of us.
Not me.
All you have to do is pay for our trip.
Uh-huh.
We'll be there.
Yes. Wedding performed by Grim Grinning Guys. Derek will sing.
Derek will sing. Porti volare.
Opera music is my forte.
So, guys, are we ready to start it off? We're going to give you one tip in each park of something romantic, and then one tip for outside of the parks at Walt Disney World. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Craig? Perfect.
Maybe I can make something up.
Craig, the king of romance himself, the hubby of heart, is going to give us a tip for Animal Kingdom. Craig, what's something romantic in Animal Kingdom as he looks flummoxed?
Yes, because when I think of romance, I can't help but think of Animal Kingdom.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, I would probably go to Tiffin's for a nice little ambiance. Is really nice there if you're looking for romance. So I would probably load up and go to Tiffin's.
And it's not crowded, typically. Nope. It's very quiet.
Nope. Very good menu that is kind of not usual menu.
It's good thinking. Derek?
Hey.
What would you do for romance in Animal Kingdom?
Okay. This may not be your typical romantic may not make your romantic itinerary, but
I'd be disappointed if it did.
I'm going to say you're going to go and nestle up close to the Caring for Giants tour and do the Caring for Giants tour. Wouldn't you snuggle up to an elephant?
They're going to let you do that?
No. But wow. I had something else in mind, but
what else do you have in mind?
Another one?
Yeah. Why not?
Mr. Romantic.
Well, as maybe the most romantic song ever comes on now.
Yes.
Mr. Bryan Adams.
Look into my heart. You will see.
Tuning us out as we speak.
Okay. Romantic. Me. Besides Caring for Giants, I think I really do think that you and 12 of your closest friends spending time looking at elephants is romantic. But there's also a bumpier ride that you could take on Kilimanjaro Safaris at sunset.
At sunset.
Not the most comfortable ride.
Yeah.
But.
And look at the tigers.
There you go.
So that was. I had two for Animal Kingdom, and I know I stole yours, Matthew.
No, not at all. I think I'm going to go for a nice relaxing ride on Navi River Journey because it's dimly lit.
What are you wanting to do on this
ride? There's a little, just enough light to where you can enjoy the ambiance of a nighttime glow and maybe sneak a kiss with that special someone there in the back row of the boat on Navi River Journey.
Yeah, but you'd be crammed in there with three or four other people in
that
one row.
You know. Scoot you closer to the one you love.
Yes.
So, a Navi River Journey, I think you can make it into a romantic experience. Suggest getting a fast pass for it so the hour-long wait does not take away from the...
I think waiting in line would make it all the more.
I think even walking through Pandora at night, we did that a few weeks ago. Walking through Pandora at night and there's all kinds of little trails, finding just a spot there to sit and just take in the aura of Pandora. How about
that? I like
it. The aura
that may be the winner.
Of Pandora. And, maybe start with a sunset ride at Kilimanjaro Safaris, go have some dinner at Tiffin's, and then bask in the glow of Pandora at night. What do you think about that?
That may
be too much romance.
You can even sit and watch the colors of the Tree of Life.
Ooh, yeah. I think we're getting too romantic.
Oh, okay.
This is...
We were switch parts.
I think the evening we just laid out is far more romantic than pretty much anything you can do ever.
People are rushing to their computers right now and booking. They're not going to the app because...
No. They're getting on the desktop.
Yes.
And booking it.
Booking it. Dano.
Derek is going to start us off at what I consider to be the most romantic place on Earth. Hollywood Studios.
Ooh, yes.
I know our friend Josh over at EZWDW.com. Big fan of Hollywood Studios.
Nothing's more romantic than rope dropping.
Slinky Dog Dash.
Currently.
Hang on.
He's not much into... He said it was not quite as pleasant as it used to be.
It didn't sound pleasant.
Ooh, this might be the hardest park, I think, to find some romance.
He's starting off at ABC Commissary. I know it.
Definitely.
I'm going to have to go with a viewing of Fantasmic, I think.
Nice.
Just as a maybe get a little popcorn, get a front row seat for the misting.
Maybe you can take some of that popcorn and playfully toss it into each other's mouth.
Yeah.
Something like that. Does that add to it?
Yeah.
Well, a viewing of now are you going to get like reserved seating or are you just going to get there super early? Stake out a spot?
No, we'll just, it depends on what y'all do. Maybe one of y'all wants to do the Fantasmic Dining Package.
Oh, depends on what the lady would like to do,
right?
Huh?
Well, no, what you pick.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Like, if y'all pick something, we can do it that way, but
okay.
I'm just saying we're going to the show for sure.
Gotcha.
Now, how we get there, that may be up to y'all.
Romance at Hollywood Studios. Yeah, I'm kind of stuck on this one myself. I think I'm going to, ever since they got rid of the Streets of America... It's harder to find those quiet places in Hollywood Studios, but I know one place that's often deserted, and that is Muppet's Courtyard.
It is pretty deserted over
there. Josh pointed out, I think Pizza Rizzo has been just completely shuttered for the time being. It's never open. And Muppet Vision, I think, closes at 6 at night. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a dinner at Mama Melrose. I think you can make that into a romantic thing. Dinner at Mama Melrose, and then just kind of walk around Muppet's Courtyard. I may even see the Muppet Vision if it's open. But Muppet's Courtyard, you got the fountain there with Miss Piggy. I may even stop in to the outdoor patio portion of Baseline Tap House and enjoy some appetizers there and some non-alcoholic beverages. And, you know, it's a pretty quiet corner of the park. Maybe just take a stroll through there and spend time talking with my lovely wife about how 10 years has slipped by so quickly. You know, I'm a big sentimentalist, so take a stroll down memory lane and enjoy the time together in Muppet's Courtyard.
Muppet's Courtyard.
Craig, what are you doing for romance?
I'm probably going to have a night. See, I got a couple of places. Maybe the Brown Derby, just something really, really nice. But I really thought about going to Sci-Fi, being in a kind of like a drive-in.
Oh, yeah.
And enjoy a meal and a milkshake. And, you know, if I was at Brown Derby, I'd probably go leave there after you got done and get me a peanut butter and jelly milkshake.
You wouldn't have to. They have quality milkshakes on their own.
Be just like you're at the Pink Cadillac drive-in right here in Centerville.
Yes, yes.
And open seasonally from March until November. That's if you're in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, you got dinner and a movie there.
Yeah.
Nice.
After Sci-Fi, we'll probably just stroll around kind of like you. I mean, there's really not a whole lot more romantic things you can do at Hollywood.
And could ride Tower of Terror.
Nothing says romance.
Hold her hand tightly on the drop.
Yep.
We're going to shift gears now and go to a place that maybe is a little easier to find some romance, and that's in Epcot. We've talked a great deal about Epcot, and it's one of our favorite parks. I'm going to do something at Epcot that Derek would not be a fan of. I'm going to center my evening around Illuminations, because when I think of Epcot and romance, I immediately think of nighttime, and I'm going to go have dinner in World Showcase, maybe probably at a place that my wife would really enjoy, that we haven't experienced, maybe Chefs de France. We've never been there. I think that's something she would like. Maybe eat there around, I don't know, 6:30, 7 o'clock. By the time we get out of there, find just a nice bench somewhere to sit down on and wait until Illuminations and just enjoy the evening atmosphere at Epcot. I'm going really basic here. I feel like that's just a weak answer, but I think that's something romantic to do. I think something else. Can I offer another one?
Sure.
That's at the end of the day. I think at the beginning of the day, something nice to do would be to rope drop over at International Gateway and go straight to Las Halles, the bakery in France. It's open. It's like the only thing apart from Norway that's open in the morning at World Showcase. I think I would go there and have breakfast and just kind of sit there and relax, because typically with rope drop, we're heading to that first ride. It's the opposite of romance. I think I'm going to go to Las Halles and just kind of start the morning off in a romantic way there, gazing into the eyes of my sweetheart. So there's something romantic to begin the day and maybe something romantic to end the day at Epcot. Craig, what's something romantic you're going to do?
As far as dinner goes, I may go over to, a couple places. I probably would go over to Rose and Crown in the dining room and have dinner there. Or I may go over to, it's a little more crowded, but it's just the kind of the ambiance of the place. I would go over to San Angel and have dinner there. I asked for a pump, kind of, if I can get it, a secluded table where it's not just
table right by the water.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. So just like I said, it's a little bit crowded in there, a little bit more noisier, but I think it's a neat little setting. Maybe even go by and see if I could arrange to, I don't know, in China or somewhere with just a great, great decorations, and maybe renew my vows. Somewhere.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Renewing your vows in China.
Somewhere like that. So
he's going all out there.
And you really can't pass up just a nice little quiet, quaint ride in Spaceship Earth. Thank the Phoenicians while you're at it.
There's a lot more places to kind of hide away and relax in Epcot than, say, a Hollywood Studios.
Absolutely.
So, Derek,
a lot of dark rides that you can, I mean, even the Grand Fiesta Tour.
Derek?
Yes.
Romance in Epcot.
Oh, I've got some good ones for this. Did you do a meal? Yeah, you did a meal. Matthew got us a show. So I'm waiting till after the show. And I'm going to start over at the International Gateway area after Illuminations. And I'm going to take probably an hour to an hour and a half walking out of the park and just talking to my wonderful wife. I just think that, like you said, it's, you kind of forget about it sometimes, but just in itself, with all the torch lighting and all around World Showcase, that just how romantic it is on its own without really having to do anything. So that's what I would do. I would go start at International Gateway and go the long way around World Showcase. And then even when you're leaving Future World, walk through the fiber optic lights.
Nice, yeah.
And take in and take a slow stroll underneath Spaceship Earth before you get on that crowded bus.
Yes, let all the mass of humanity leave Epcot, and you'll have it to yourself for a nice romantic walk out.
Well, next to the most romantic place on Earth,
the Magic Kingdom. Derek, why don't you tell us, what do you find romance in the Magic Kingdom?
Romance, to me, is just being with that person. And you might can tell mm-hmm. from my previous answers.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take a small little boat ride over to Tom Sawyer Island at sunset and sit in one of the rocking chairs on the island and watch the sunset over Big Thunder Mountain.
That's awesome.
I've done that a few times. I've done it a couple of times, not romantically, but just to go get some pictures. But that's a nice setting.
It is.
And you can relax. And
just, not a lot of people around.
Nope. Some kids you might hear playing in the background, but I don't mind that.
You're definitely not going to hear, you're not going to run into Craig over there.
Nope. Probably not, unless he's trapped in a tunnel.
You'll hear the faint cries of Craig. How do I get out of here? Nothing says romance like that. But no, I think that's a great idea. I am going to do something that I did just recently. I'm going to do the Happily Ever After dessert party. When we were there was a couple of tables filled with people that were there on their honeymoon. It was just great being able to sit there and watch that fireworks show. I think not having to wrestle people, well, and especially just as a couple without the kids, it's a lot easier to get caught up in the show and focus on the show, and it becomes very emotion filled. So I'm going to do the dessert party again and, you know, stuff myself on sugar and go enjoy Once Upon a Time and Happily Ever After. After the show, I'm probably going to close the night out with a romantic ride on the TTA People Mover, and hopefully I won't get stuck like Derek did. But then again, maybe that'd be a good thing.
It could be romantic.
It could be. I think the TTA is nice and relaxing, and I think it, you know, you sit there with your arm around that special someone going around Tomorrowland. I think it's very romantic. Craig, how about you? What say you for romance in the Magic Kingdom?
Guys, I am going to do something a little different, and I'm going to use Magic Kingdom as my background. I was going to have dinner at either California Grill or Ohana and enjoy the fireworks, as I've done before, inside those places. As the fireworks going on, they play the music. But then again, if I think, well, I really don't want to do that, and I want to eat there, but then after I eat, then go down to the beach at Ohana, at the Polynesian, or even get on a boat while Wishes is going on, enjoy that from the water. So that would be my romantic. Or even enjoy a stroll on one of the paths from one to the other, and all the vegetation, kind of a nice, quiet place.
Sorry, having some fun over here with the air sacs. I like that, Craig. I like his idea, don't you, Derek?
I do. And I have heard of some people that they'll get on the boat at Polynesian or Grand Floridian, and the driver will stop while the fireworks are going off. So you get a fireworks cruise without having to pay for it.
Yeah.
But that's not to be had by all, I don't think.
If you really want to spice things up, go for about six consecutive spins on the Mad Tea Party.
That would spice it
up. Yeah, that definitely spices it up.
After eating at Pecos Bill's.
There's nothing romantic about that.
Talk about spicy. So, guys, where are you heading outside the parks for romance in Walt Disney World? I'll tell you where I'm heading. I'm heading over to the boardwalk. I got to stop talking like this. I'm creeping myself out. I'm going to go to over to the boardwalk and eat dinner at Flying Fish. I've always heard very good things about Flying Fish and always wanted to try it. It was a little on the pricey side, but hey, it's Valentine's Day. It's a special night.
You don't hold back.
No. And so I'm going to go eat dinner at Flying Fish and then just kind of walk around the boardwalk and take that in, see what's going on. My wife would never agree to this, but maybe if I'm apropos, I think that's the word, I'll head over to the Atlantic Dance Hall, see what's going on there. Maybe enjoy a slow dance with my lady and maybe just stroll around the boardwalk area. The Yacht and Beach Club, it's a great little place just to walk around the water over there at night. You know, you can grab a bench over there on the water at the yacht or the beach club. And, you know, I think just enjoy a night on the boardwalk after a nice meal. You know, there's a little gazebo over there, and we saw a wedding perform there. It's kind of opposite the yacht club, but it's right there just before you get to the boardwalk. Maybe go up to that gazebo, and you know, Craig, you could do a renewal of vows. You could do something special there. But it's a nice little romantic place at night. It's not very crowded typically. Usually, the later in the evening you go, the fewer people there are going to be, obviously. So there's my romantic choice outside of the parks. Craig, do you have one?
I do. I am probably going to start my day or start my romantic time at Grand Floridian with a massage and treat my wife to a massage there. And after that, we will have dinner.
Are you going to get a massage as well?
I probably could.
Might as well. Couples massage.
Couples massage. And then we'll go to Victoria and Albert's for supper and enjoy that special once-in-a-lifetime meal there, and then probably...
Once-in-a-lifetime. Pointed that out.
And then probably book a room at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. The Lodge. Overlooking the Savannah with a nice romantic setting there.
Craig has just planned a very, very expensive day.
He did.
You got the couples massage, dinner at Victoria and Albert's, staying at the Savannah View.
And I'll be flying down on my private jet and flying back home on it as well.
With the hot tub in it.
With a hot tub. Hot tub.
No, it is kind of expensive, but you are talking about Valentine's Day and just wanting to kind of save up for it, do something really, really nice. So, yep, that's the plan.
I like it. It's a very romantic day. I sound like a cheapskate compared to Craig. I'm going to take you out to dinner and walk around the boardwalk. Derek, how about you?
Well, I've probably mentioned this no less than six times on the show already. I'm a fan of the carriage rides.
I knew it. Dude, knew you were going to drop
call. That. Good call.
I'm probably going to have dinner also at the Grand Floridian, but I'm going to probably go with Narcoozie's.
Nice.
Just because I haven't been there, and not that I've been anywhere really outside of Pop Century Food Court, but...
Which is
can be romantic.
Your backup plan.
It can be. But I'm going to hit Narcoozie's, and then we're going to take, probably, I guess we'll have to take a boat to Magic Kingdom and then do another boat over to Fort Wilderness, which is where we'll do the carriage ride. And then after the carriage ride, something I really like doing is watching the fireworks from outside the park, right in front. You know, they have the mosaic or mural on the ground of the castle.
Yeah.
I like to stand in that area.
Oh, okay.
And looking at the train station and watching the fireworks from there. And, and that's just a good place. There might be a few hundred people out there at any one time, and most of them are going to be trying to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not crowded at all. You just stand there and cuddle. Not inappropriately.
Cuddle. Hey, there's a couple of people over there cuddling. This is weird. Just trying to get on a bus.
Look at the cuddlers.
Get a room. trying to get on our bus back to All Stars. Quit cuddling. Excuse me, I'm a DVC renter. Will you please stop cuddling?
Okay, maybe not cuddle.
Go to the cuddler's lounge for that, please.
But again, I don't have to have the projections.
Craig, where is the cuddler's lounge?
Can't tell you.
You have to have a Chase Visa to get in.
He's not giving that tip away on the show.
You have to have a Sam's card in order to get in. Oh, goodness.
Guys, this has been fun.
It has been a lot of fun.
I would argue differently.
I mean, I can picture people now. I can picture couples listening to this episode on their Valentine's Day date.
Yes, they've completely changed their whole plan.
On your way to dinner, give this a listen.
Yes.
I mean,
your whole night will change.
Oh, it will. Just the smoothness of the voices will make your evening so much more romantic. Or, in all honesty, it's probably going to do the complete opposite.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
You better listen afterwards.
It's time for a segment we like to call Grim.
Grinning.
Very fitting. Very
sultry.
Fitting.
That was a little sultry.
Guys, the Grim Grinning Greatness question today comes from an idea that Sissy and Clint and Ashley, I kind of threw out to them. They weren't necessarily big fans of the idea. But hey, best place in Walt Disney World to steal a smooch from that special someone. Maybe best place to grab a little kiss while no one else is watching. And kind of goes with the theme of today. So best place to steal a smooch in all of Walt Disney World. Lots of places there.
Nobody's watching? Or
maybe they are and you don't care.
Okay.
Start us off.
Resort bus stop.
Smell the sweat.
I think, you know, because for me, I'm in the morning.
In the morning, yes. Well, everybody's freshened up.
There's nothing more frustrating than waiting on that bus. So what better way to ease the tension than walking up to that special lady in your life and giving her a
that you know.
Smooch? Yes, you're a special lady. And giving her a smooch on the lips. Nobody's expecting it. It's kind of out of nowhere. It's early in the morning. Maybe she's repulsed by it. I don't know. But hey, steal a smooch. Get the day started off on the right foot. And say, honey, this is going to be a good day. This bus is going to be here any minute. But all I need is you in my arms for all eternity. Top that.
I'm going to say.
You were not expecting that answer. The bus stop.
No, that's pretty good. Like you said,
it's a terrible answer.
Start
but
the
hey,
day off right.
Let's go with it.
Mine would be on the TTA.
Ah, yes.
Well, it's
I got him thinking, dude.
Back through some, as you're going through spaceship, excuse me, as you're going through Space Mountain, kind of quiet.
Say hey, baby.
Dart. There's lots of places like that, and the dark rides would be great.
Yeah.
You know, Peter Pan. Haunted Mansion. So any of those would be great. Good place to steal a smooch.
Mm-hmm.
Derek?
Oh, yeah. I've got this. As you are Ubering over to Magic Kingdom.
Because, in the Uber?
Yeah, in the Uber. Because it may be the last kiss you ever have. After riding with some of the Uber drivers that we've ridden with.
Can you request Ronnie?
So that's your answer.
No, that's not my answer.
Oh.
that's pretty
like,
good.
What? No.
Okay, it's just a simple boat ride. Own a boat ride.
Oh.
If you're on the boat, it's like you place a bet.
And it's
over under six kisses.
Certain boat ride. Jungle Cruise wouldn't be a good one.
No, not Jungle Cruise.
The way you see it.
I'm thinking like maybe from Fort Wilderness back to Magic Kingdom.
Any boats?
Yes, not a boat ride. Sorry, I did say boat ride.
Okay, yeah.
How about a boat chalet? No, the boat
they
chalet.
Make boat chalets.
Oh wow!
I'm sure they do. You can get a houseboat, so why can't you get a boat chalet?
A boat chalet.
But I'm thinking, just if the sun is going down just right, and you're on a boat, steal it.
Steal the boat?
No, the kiss.
Oh, steal the kiss. Gotcha. Sorry. I think also anytime, another one I thought of, anytime the fireworks are going off, good time to steal a smooch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then again,
I thought that was any time I gave the kiss.
Fireworks went off.
That's true.
That, yeah.
Just kidding, Rachel.
Yeah, she's listening now. She just threw up a little bit in her mouth when you said that.
Well, guys, this has been fun. Hopefully, we've helped our listeners.
I'm pretty sure.
In some way.
This was fun for us.
Maybe not.
Terror and torture.
Oh. Love, exciting and new.
Two hearts that beat as one.
Oh, and we do want to congratulate the New England Patriots on their win.
Do we?
Of the Super Bowl, yeah. Okay. Being a good sportsman, Matthew.
Fair enough.
Congrats. Congratulations to...
Such a thrilling game.
To Judith and Tommy and all the fans.
Hear, hear.
I wasn't against them, but I wasn't for them, so I didn't really... I had nothing invested in this Super Bowl.
I'm always for the commercials.
Well, listeners, we thank you for listening in. We hope you and your special someone have a very happy Valentine's Day, and hopefully we didn't ruin it. As you leave, be sure to...
Beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Welcome, foolish mortals and any lovers out there. We welcome you into the graveyard. I forgot what the, what's our intro?
Stumble.
You stumbled.
I don't know. We'll watch a little.